All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. This is going to be a review for Wind River. It's written and directed by Taylor Sheridan. They are known for a couple of movies that I really liked. They had written Sicario and also Hell in High Water, which were two good movies. And the movie stars Jeremy Renner and Elizabeth Olsen. And the synopsis is, a veteran tracker with the Fish and Wildlife Service helps to investigate the murder of a young Native American woman and uses the case as a means of seeking redemption for an earlier act of irresponsibility, which ended in tragedy. This movie is a crime mystery movie. The movie takes place in Wyoming during the wintertime, so it starts out on a Native American reservation called Wind River, and a dead body is found in the snow near the reservation, trying to figure out where it came from, who killed the person, and the overall mystery, the way that it unfolds, is a very slow movie, it's very slow plotting, it's kind of a problem. It does try to engage you into all these things come together at the end, and it all makes sense, it all works out well for what the movie is trying to accomplish. But again, it's still too slow. It's way too slow. As the synopsis stated, Jeremy Renner plays a Fish and Wildlife Service worker, and Elizabeth Olsen plays an FBI agent. So Elizabeth Olsen's assigned to this case, and she kind of thinks that it's going to be open and shut, but the way that the movie unfolds takes a different trajectory, and every layer keeps going on about, well, this didn't add up, this didn't add up, this didn't add up. This movie really reminded me of a Christopher Nolan film called Insomnia. It also reminded me of The Gray. There's good cinematography, there's good direction. It is also kind of weird seeing Jeremy Renner and Elizabeth Olsen playing a movie together because they are also known for the Marvel's Avengers movies. To wrap this up, overall, I give this movie a 7. I like a lot of crime mystery movies like this. The mystery could have unfolded a lot better than what it did. The movie is a little too slow, and it's about 10 minutes too long. Could have been a little bit more structured package if it was a little bit shorter. It does have good cinematography, does have good direction. Jeremy Renner's acting is pretty passable. Elizabeth Olsen's and some of the side characters were probably the highlight of this. Also, the setting is something that really adds to the ambiance of the story. As I said before, that this director is known for Sicario and Hell in High Water. Sicario took place in Mexico. Hell in High Water took place in Texas. So it kind of fits that this movie's location plays a big part into everything. So that's the Beast Game Podcast. You can find more of our podcasts at beastgame.com, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. And if you'd like to submit a reader comment or question, you can do so at submissions@beastgame.email.